This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast. And it is Hanukkah.
Yeah.
So we are joined in the studio by one of my original co-hosts from Joy. So we're talking like 9 years ago we were on air together. I have Mark in the studio with us. Mark, welcome.
Welcome, Mark.
Hello. We were clearly in school back then.
What were you doing with Rach 9 years ago, if you could possibly imagine?
Going slightly mad. No, we did Spirit Lounge, which was...
We both just did spirit fingers.
What was Spirit Lounge all about?
So Spirit Lounge was Joy's show that talked about religion and spirituality and all those sorts of belief systems and all that sort of fun things.
Mm. And was it a popular show or did it last about 2 weeks? I'm just asking.
No, it was about 7 years on air.
Whoa, that's a lot of spirit.
Maybe longer.
It was a long time.
It was a long time. We were one of the longest running shows.
Wow.
Yeah.
What broke up the band?
Us. It was hard work. It really was. And our team got smaller. It was left with three of us. And it's a lot.
Although it's a lot of fun doing a show on Joy, but there is a lot of work behind the scenes to get a program together, like Well, Well, Well and all the others. There's a lot of preparation needed.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I was also dating a narcissist at the time who decided to socially isolate me from everyone.
Could be more interesting than the talk with Mark. Yeah. Go on, keep going. Mark, you were in Canberra, but you saw the light and got out.
Absolutely. Yeah. I spent my time in the bubble. I've done my time.
Yeah, that's great. And we'd want to talk about Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Now, for a couple of Gentiles, explain what the genesis of, there you go, of Hanukkah might be.
We're not in Genesis.
No, we're not in Genesis.
We're not in Genesis. We're actually not even in
the... Is that books of the Bible?
When my first son was born, my mother, very, very Church of England, she said, "Oh, dear, what are you going to call your new baby boy?" I said, "Ben." She said, "Old Testament." Hmm.
Subtle. Very subtle. No, Hanukkah's not in the Jewish Bible, the Tanakh. It's the only festival that's not there. It's a newie.
It was about 2,000 years.
Oh.
It's really new.
Yeah, I remember when it started.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not surprised. So Hanukkah, it was a rededication of the temple. That's it in a nutshell. Yeah.
Oh.
And something that was found in the temple.
Yeah, oil. So there is a menorah that burnt in the temple. The oil lasted, this is the miracle, longer than it should have. Hence we have...
Oh, what a miracle.
The candelabra, very Liberace, but there was something found though, wasn't there, which is represents the various candle holders.
Yeah, so for Hanukkah, we have a Hanukkiah, which is very like a candelabra. So we have a different candle that has 9 stems, not the usual 8 stems.
Right.
Oh, what's the extra stem for?
For the 8 days of Hanukkah.
But then you said there's 9.
Exactly.
But there's 8 days of Hanukkah.
So the 9th candle you use to light the other 8 candles.
Oh!
You see, you thought you had him tricked.
No, I was just very confused. Okay, but here's the really important question is, I originally, when I reached out to you, I wrote Hanukkah with a H, and you responded with Hanukkah with a C-H.
Yes.
Hanukkah.
Right.
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. What's the...
Well, for some of us, just imagine you're on your knees and they grab your head a bit too far and you go...
hang on. I'm imagining.
Yes, yeah, that works
all right,
for some.
Hanukkah. I literally just coughed.
Yeah, hopefully you've
got... Who has to use that microphone after you? Who has to use that?
Lucky I bring my own bottle. Hanukkah. Okay. Hanukkah. And what does the word Hanukkah mean? Ooh, have I put you on the spot? You're looking into...
Can we get a rabbi on the phone?
Can we get a rabbi on the phone? I'm pretty sure it means dedication. I'm pretty sure it means dedication.
So how do you celebrate this time?
So with food. You need to celebrate with food. Why not have food?
Yeah, and thank you. You brought in some food for us.
I have.
Yes.
I brought in some donuts. So it's a festival of oil, so it's deep fried food.
Oh,
that's just what we need after having a bit of a big night the night before. Perfect.
Yeah. So it's Look, it's food. So I've brought in some donuts, which are traditional.
Oh, delicious.
Trent, would you be a darling and just hand them out for us? Thank you. Trent's the
so traditional donuts. Now, Jewish Hanukkah donuts any different to a donut that we might buy from the shops?
Non-fattening.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're right, because kosher calories don't count.
Thank you, Trent. That's lovely.
Joy.
We are currently eating donuts on air. If you can hear Deeksy chew, don't take another bite.
Yummy.
We're talking all things Hanukkah
because
we have Mark in the studio. Today is day two, which means it's day one.
It's day one.
Even though it started yesterday.
Yeah, Jewish days start at evening.
So many
all
rules.
All right, I'm learning so much. I don't know why I found that so frustrating. I'm tired. Okay, so we're eating donuts that are kosher.
Yes.
What makes something kosher?
I could say it's not treif.
And
treif
what
means
is
it's
treif?
Not kosher.
Okay, so everything is either treif or kosher.
That's right. So kosher technically just means proper.
Oh.
That's all it means. But for food, we say kosher or it's kashrut, which means it is of. It follows a set of laws, a set of rules that makes it kosher.
Okay.
So, for example, the donuts won't have dairy in them so that you can eat them with meat. So you can't mix meat and dairy.
Which is why a kosher kitchen is very, very important and quite often is separate from all others.
Yeah, that's right. And you'll have two of everything in a kosher kitchen.
Yeah, that's it.
So hang on. So you would eat your donuts with meat?
You could, or you could eat it with dairy because it won't have either or in it.
Ah.
There's a neutral category.
So, okay. All right. Break this down for me. We're having a meal together.
Yes.
And we've just had a lovely steak dinner, kosher steak.
Yep.
Can you eat steak?
Yes.
Yes. Great. Just not pork?
Or is it? And a few other things, but yeah let's
cool.
go with that.
All right. So we're having a lovely steak dinner. It's kosher steak. Yep. And then it's dessert time. You can't have a dessert that has any dairy in it.
That's right.
Oh,
there
so
you go.
No meat and dairy within the same meal.
That's right.
Now, is that the same through is kosher the same like Hasidic? No matter who.
No.
No.
Oh.
There's levels of kosher.
Uh-huh.
And you might follow a particular rabbi who does a stamps to say it's kosher. It just depends. It's very complicated.
Who's the one who's coming back? There's
Elijah?
No, there's one that's our friends do a lot of leaping in around East St Kilda, up and down, and he's going to return very soon.
Yes, the Chabadnik one, whose name is escaping me right at this point in time.
But you know where I'm going with
I know
that.
Where you're going,
yeah,
yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Interesting food.
Yeah. Now, Mark, for anyone in the community who may have a Jewish heritage or is just interested in Judaism, learning more about it, where's somewhere inclusive that they could go to learn more?
So there's a few options depending on your level of where you want to land in the world of Judaism because it's not all homogenous. So if you want to go with a bet Midler style, so reform.
Ooh,
yeah,
all right.
I can
Bet
break
Midler
it down
Jews,
Bet,
yes,
so
good.
The Bet Jews. Mm-hmm. You could go to Shtiebel, Gershon Temi out at Shtiebel. Very, very inclusive. They have a queer reading group on Saturday afternoons. I can't remember which Saturday of the month it is. So
love that.
Very, very inclusive. You could go to any of the progressive shuls that are around. There's a few around of those. If you're more of a Babs fan, you go to Kalit Netzan, which is the Masorti or Conservative Synagogue. Be very welcome there. Or if you wanted to go for a more what we would call modern Orthodox, Shira is very, very inclusive as well. Very, very inclusive. And for those who understand what Orthodoxy is about, they are very inclusive of the trans community, people who are non-binary. Really great.
Love it.
Wow.
Love it. Love it.
Great shows. Great topics. Great radio. Joy 94.9.
I need to ask one question before we let you leave. How do you feel about the representation in the media, particularly with shows like My Unorthodox Life with Julia Hart, who's like, I have escaped the Jewish community and now I'm wearing my miniskirts?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. It's a little bit cringeworthy. It's probably addictively cringeworthy.
It is
a representation of a part of the community. I don't know, I'm more of a Seinfeld. That's probably a better representation of the Jewish community.
Yeah.
You know, But it's like everything. There's such a breadth of people. There are people who are on that end of uber wealth, and there are some people who are exceptionally struggling. So it's like any community. It's just a minority. You know, for the Jewish community, I think perhaps the more wealthier end of town gets a bit more of the limelight.
Mm-hmm.
But that is what it is. But yeah, it is a bit cringeworthy, Rach. I'm not surprised.
What will you be doing tonight? What will you be doing for the next few days?
What will we be doing? Well, so Hanukkah goes for 8 days, which is, you know, heaps better than some other festivals that only do one day.
Uh-huh.
We get eight. So for the 8 days, we will light candles each night, and you get more candles as the night goes on. So last night was one, tonight will be two or three. Three technically, because we don't count the ninth, so forth until you get to all nine.
Yeah.
Tonight is also Shabbos, which is the weekly. It's a weekly festival. We like to do festivals, so tonight is the start of Shabbos. So some people will go to shul. Some people might go out to a play.
Ah, yeah. And you eat lots of food.
Oh, and fried food because fried kosher food. Calories don't count.
There you go.
Every Friday, does everyone eat fried food?
No, just for Hanukkah.
Just for Hanukkah.
So good to see the team back together, getting the band back together.
Yeah,
you and Mark.
It's been nice to catch up.
When was the last time you two saw each other?
Literally about 7 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And Claudine now works down in the Queer Archives, so we'll have to drop down there after 9 a.m.
That's fantastic. Good to see you two youngins together again.
Yeah. Well, you can actually check out Old Spirit Lounge podcast, joy.org.au/The Spirit Lounge. There is years and years worth of podcast episodes on there. I'll have to go and count how many there are.
Be well, Mark, and thank you so much for coming in.
Happy Hanukkah. No, what do I say?
Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach.
Good Yontif.
Good Yontif. Much easier to say. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.